98FM's Parent Talk with Super Value Home Delivery. Get your lunchbox fillers sorted with Super Value Online Shopping.
Every Wednesday morning at around about this time, we are joined by our parenting expert and psychotherapist, Joanna Fortune, to answer your parenting questions. And if you have a question that you want me to put to Joanna, all you have to do is send us a WhatsApp to 0877 98 98 98. 0877 98 98 98. If you do have a question that you'd like me to put to Joanna, please do get in contact with us. And Joanna, good morning to you.
Good morning, Adrian. How are you?
Good, thank you. Right, I've two very interesting questions for you. Let me start with number one. This came in to us from a lady called Claire only yesterday. Okay, here's what Claire said. Guys, how do I let my child down easily that trick-or-treating won't be happening this year? He's seven and he loves Halloween. He already has his costume and keeps saying how he can't wait to go trick-or-treating. He gets very anxious when things don't go according to plan and overthinks things to the point of getting upset. How do I explain to him that it's just not happening this year?
Oh, Claire, I really feel this one because I've got a huge Halloween fan in this house myself. So, and one of the things I think we have to be aware of is it's not just our kids who are disappointed. We're disappointed for them because it's such a nice time of dress up and magical thinking and all of that imagination that goes with it. Now, I'm hearing clearly that this little guy really likes to be able to anticipate with certainty what is going to happen, what is it going to be like. And he's obviously basing Halloween on how it was last year. So that he can anticipate with certainty, oh yeah, I know what it's going to be and I feel good about that control and predictability. So what you have to do is lay out a new plan. And the way you do this is by being really positive. So Claire, you come at this with, you know, this is a new way of doing Halloween this year. And at 7 years old, they understand the coronavirus. It's unavoidable, like it's everywhere, the language around it. And they know that school has changed. And they also know that extracurricular activities that they've had, their swimming, their dancing, their football, whatever it is, has also, at least for periods of time, been closed because of this coronavirus. Mm-hmm. So he has a frame of reference. You can also go back and say, look, there has to be changes to trick-or-treating this year because of the coronavirus. It wouldn't be safe to go knocking on everybody's doors in the usual way. So this year, here's how we're going to do it. So you're naming that it won't be happening, but you're not going, oh gosh, don't be upset. I'm so sorry. You know, you're not coming at it in a frame of anxiety, but in, that's not happening for this reason, but look what is happening. And you're redirecting his focus and attention to what you are doing. So maybe you go that extra mile to decorate the house and make it your own internal little trick-or-treat mecca, you know, for him that he can just see everything that's there and it's all happening in the house. It may be that you could drive to, if you have family, I'm just saying for anyone listening, if you happen to have family nearby, you might be able to drive to their door and they could leave something on the door or they could open the door so he has some experience of it. But I think otherwise you're going to bring the celebration into your home and you're going to make it this magical Halloween experience for him internally.
What are you doing in your own house?
We're doing exactly that. I got all out with as much, you know, paper streamers and, you know, plastic hang-up things to stick in the windows that we can, and making some nice little treats and decorating them and having a Halloween party here and everybody dressing up. You know,
oh, right, so very good.
Doing that. But I just, you know, Adrian, on that, I think we can often worry about our kids being disappointed about things. And part of parenting is that we shouldn't try to rescue them from disappointment, but actually support them through it so that, yes, he will be disappointed because it's disappointing. But
of course,
just stick with him and help him work through that feeling rather than rescue him and fix it.
All right, very good. And it's something that most parents are facing because
I think so.
Yeah, the advice is not to go trick-or-treating this year. Another question for you, Joanna. Will you please ask your expert how to deal with a two-year-old who bites everything and everyone? Every time we are holding her, she bites us. She also bites her older sister. We've looked up advice online, but it's very mixed messaging.
Oh, it sure is. Like so many things, when you look it up online, you hear, do it this way. Oh, gosh, whatever you do, don't do it that way, in equal measure. And what's really interesting is this kind of behavior is she's exactly peak time to do it. You know, the kicking, biting, pinching, all of those, they peak at around 2 years old. And largely, you've got to think about it from a developmental lens that they don't yet have that rich emotional vocabulary to be able to express what they're thinking and feeling. So they use behavior as a language. They're letting us know what's going on through their behavior. So we then have to respond to them in a way that makes sense of the behavior and looks at what's the feeling underneath. And that's how they gradually make sense of things. No more than a child, you know, who struggles to get the lid off a Lego box and out of frustration throws it across the room. If we just give out to them for throwing the Lego, they don't learn anything. But if we go, oh, you tried and tried and it didn't work and you got so mad, then you threw it, then we're making sense of the behavior. So at 2, you're going to do some of that with her, going, you want to use a very clear, gentle yet firm no.
Mm.
No, very clearly, we don't bite people. And then you use distraction and redirection. And that's because children under 4 do not do cause and effect thinking. I know we sometimes think we're raising these, you know, masterminds, these little evil geniuses that know exactly what they're doing, but it's not consistent developmentally. So cause and effect hasn't kicked in yet. What that means is when she's biting you all, her intent is not to hurt you or to inflict pain. Her intent is, it feels nice for me. I like how this is. Children do this when they don't have the language to express, as I said, what's going on, but they also do it when they might be cutting teeth, because just think how nice, you know, flesh must feel on sore, tender gums.
Mm.
So again, you're going to stop it in the moment, use a very gentle yet firm no, we don't bite people, and redirect her to something else. When in doubt, break out the bubbles would be my bottom line. Always have a little bottle of bubbles you can start blowing that she can chase and pop, and get her busy and active doing something else. It sounds like this is quite a pervasive thing, and you know, it might be that you're managing at home, but if it's happening outside of home, if anyone is having that problem, it can be a lot more challenging.
Mm.
It can be helpful to give her something she can choose. So you're saying, don't bite people, you can bite this, and you have a little
something for her to bite, like a teething
thing that she can bite and chew on, and you make sure that's available to her, and that you need a few of them. In other words, like, no good having one of those, you want them readily available, that they're things she can chew. But at this age, using your no, but you've got to rely on distraction and redirection, because if you go into a discipline mode, that's absolutely wasting your time at 2 years old, because cause and effect thinking hasn't kicked in.
Joanna, as always, we appreciate your time. Joanna Fortune is our parenting expert. She's here with us every week. If you have a question that you'd like us to put to her next week, all you have to do is, you can email us dublintalks@98fm.com or send us a WhatsApp to 0877 98 98 98. Joanna, as always, thank you very much indeed. And 98FM's Parent Talk is with Supervalue Online Shopping, supervalue.ie.